on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And at 28 to 11, Amanda Rando joining us this morning. Oh, sorry, Stuart Turner we got from dogs.com.au. Stu's looking after him. How are you, Stu?
I'm not bad, mate. I can be Amanda if you want. I can maybe give a try at her.
I look one list further down here and I gave you a sex change. There you go.
If that's the worst I get to call today, I'll be doing all right, mate. Thanks a lot, mate. Hey, look, we've got loads to get through today on another edition here of Going Greyhounds. Thanks for joining us. And as I said, there's plenty going on across the country at the moment. So coming up, we'll look forward to the Group 1 Maturity Classic final on Saturday at the Meadows. Hopefully we'll catch up with Dennis Truin, trainer of Dinah Jerry, who's going in that race. And we're going to look forward as well to a couple of the other races that are taking place across the country. But hey, let's kick on straight away with things, because I think we've got Dennis on the line now. As I said, Dennis, trainer of Dinah Jerry, who's had a super win in the semi-finals of the Maturity Classic on Saturday night. There's a $50 chance as well. Well, and huge boil over. Dennis, thanks for your time this morning. And look, hey, mate, you must still be over the moon. What a fantastic victory.
Yes, thank you. It really is. It brings back a lot of fond memories of years ago, because it's a long while since we had one in a good feature race.
Well, hey, look, as I said, it was a brilliant win as well. He really fired out from the boxes there. And look, I gather you're not a punting man yourself, Dennis, but could you believe that he was a $50 chance? Because he's clocked up some decent wins, and he had box one as well.
That's right. No, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. You know, seen him, my partner, seen him. We thought it must have been 5. You know, it was 5-1, you know. But, yeah, that's, you know, it's phenomenal, you know.
It certainly was. Look, he absolutely fired out from box one, as we said, in the semi-finals. And look, I gather this was a victory for preparation, because I think that was something that you worked on in the week leading up to the race.
That's right, yes.
What were some of the things you did? Was it just that, you know, you were just working
just
on him?
Just bounce him out of the box onto the squeaker type of thing on the rail. And because he had the fall the other week, which knocked his confidence out. And he has ran a low 30 there, winning. I was quite confident that he'd pick up from the red, and he done me judgment justice.
He certainly did, and you did some fantastic work with him, you and Tina. And look, take me back to Saturday night as well. After putting that preparation in, what was it like watching the race? I know he had to hang on a little bit, but gee, it must have been satisfying for you.
Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And for Tina too. She, we weren't there, but she'll definitely be there on next Saturday night, and cheering him along. And young Laurie, who works with us, she's fantastic. She'll be handling Jerry again. She loves him as well as all the people in the kennel.
Look, he's had 6 wins now, all at the Meadows, in decent company as well. Is he a greyhound who you thought could one day perhaps take on the best in a race like this?
Yes, he was. When he won his first race at the Meadows, there was raps. The stats were saying that he'd gone quicker time than what Fernando Bale did when he won his first race there. So, I myself realised that he has got the ability, and there's one other brother in the litter too, who was. We've had a few little problems with him keeping him going. We had that idea that he was a fair sort of dog without going on to being a group dog.
I'll just have a reminder as well to everyone of the box draw for the final. We've got Lady Charlotte in box one, Opal Nera in box two, Dinah Jerry, box three, Shardale in box four, Aston Dinigan in 5, Mipunga Blazer in 6, who is the $2.50 favourite with tab.com.au at the moment, and we'll talk about that greyhound a little bit more in a second. Trickster Rocks in 7, Fast Times, the brilliant Queenslander in 8, and then the reserves Paradiso Lassen and Vanderwarp. So look, box three, Dennis, well, what were your emotions when you saw that draw? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, very happy. Yeah, it couldn't have been one, and I was very happy there.
I guess it's going to come down to how he fires out, isn't it?
Yes, I would. And the outside brigade, you know, that they could be cutting throats there, you know, and if he happens to get a clear run and gets onto the lure again, they're bad luck could be Yeah, good luck.
Hey, look, a little bit about yourself as well, mate. I know you've been in greyhounds for a while now. I know you're originally a farmer, and you and your team and your partner Tina, you've had some super greyhounds over the years, like True Millions, Truly Special as well. How much have you enjoyed being involved with greyhounds over the years?
It's been absolutely fantastic. It's made my life and Tina's life. As people are aware, it's our passion, and to be able to make a living out of your passion, I'd relate it to like a golfer or a professional golfer. It's something you love, and if you make a living out of it, that's an extra plus in your life.
Well, look, you're doing a fantastic job. So, look, the final then on Saturday, mate, how confident are you?
We're confident for a place anyway.
Good stuff. Nice and diplomatic. Listen, Dennis, thanks so much for your time, and I hope you're smiling come Saturday night, and you have a great week's preparation for the race.
Okay, then. Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for your time. So that was Dennis Chew in there. As I said there, the Group 1 Maturity Classic going to be an absolutely fantastic race. Looking at that one again, the box draw, Mponga Blazer in box 6, the $2.50 favourite with tab.com.au, going for Jeff Britton, who, of course, we had on the show last week. Jeff had 4 winners in the heats, and Mponga Blazer probably the one to watch there. But it's going to be a great night at the Meadows this Saturday night, because one of the other races there that's taking place is the Fireball for the Stayers, and one trainer who's going to be involved in that is Ian Garland, because he has his greyhound Billy's Bake going in this. Billy's Bake won a heat of the Fireball on Saturday night, defeating a field including Burn One Down, no less. And I think we've got Ian on the line now. Ian, how are you going this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, Stuart. Good.
Mate, congratulations. To have a greyhound that can beat Burn One Down is some achievement. You must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. Yeah. Burn One Down did have a bit of luck, and you can't see it in the video, but he got turned sideways at the start, so he was a bit unlucky.
Yeah, but there's no denying Billy's Bake, a fantastic run. And just take me back to Saturday night's race. It looked halfway round like they were queuing up to overtake him, but he came home pretty strongly.
Yeah, a couple of times I thought he was going to get headed, and then he is very strong. He runs the 700 out really, really strong, so I was sort of confident that he was going to hold the others off, but when I saw Burn One Down loom up at the top of the straight, I thought, oh, here we go. Anyway, he held on, and yeah, it was a good night for us.
Yeah, you touched on that there. He's really stepped up to the 700s very well. He's got a super record. I think is it that now 3 wins from 4 starts over the 700? So is he one that you always thought could be a really top draw stayer?
Early doors, no, and then I trialled him over 500 at Bendigo just in a half field, and he ran home really, really. His run home form was really strong that night. And I thought I'll step him up to 600, and then a couple of 600s, he started to really hit the line hard. And yeah, that's when I thought, yeah, he might be a chance. So, yeah.
And just put me again in your shoes on Saturday night when you were watching that. Were you shouting him on? What were your emotions, especially in the closing stages when it was really getting close?
I don't say anything. But inside, you're obviously, pretty turned up and hoping that they'll get to the line first. But yeah, no, I'm not one to barrack behind the boxes, that's for sure.
Well, good stuff. He's certainly given you plenty to shout about at the moment. I think he's now won 11 of 28 starts. Look, he really looks like he's maturing into a fantastic greyhound for you.
I'm just hoping he can keep improving and, a couple of the others drop off a bit and, have a go at some nice stone races with him.
Hey, look, let's have a chat as well, a bit about yourself. I think your grandfather was a trainer. How exactly did you get into the sport?
My grandfather was a bookmaker and a greyhound trainer, many years ago. He actually trained greyhounds in the Paulson days and a long time ago. But, I'm a hairdresser by trade and, I've got a salon in Bendigo. So I'm, part-time now hairdressing and trying to be full-time greyhound trainer. That's my ambition.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. I think you and your wife run the salon. And that's an interesting combination. How do you find the time to train greyhounds?
I only work three, probably 5 hours a day now. I just work Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And the rest of the time I'm doing the dogs. I've only got 4 dogs in work at the moment. I'd like a couple more, but So can mix it pretty well.
Ah, okay. So I was going to ask, is it quite hard to juggle the two? I mean, the business must have a few pressures for you.
Yeah, well, I used to probably, do 50-plus hours in the salon, and so then it was really difficult. But my wife and I sort of worked pretty well together, and one of us, is in the salon and one's at home looking after the dogs, so it all works well.
Do you ever get any customers asking you for tips or anything like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a laugh because you tip one, the first loser you tip, you're a mug, so I tend to keep my tips to myself. So,
yeah. You can't win, can you? You can't win, I guess.
No.
And, well, I mean, look, I guess the greyhounds must be a nice diversion from running a business. How much do you enjoy working with them and what do you get out of them?
Yeah, no, I do. And I'm probably trying a bit different. I don't gallop every day and I do a lot of bushwalking and stuff like that. I'm 20 acres. I'm about 15 kilometres out of Bendigo. We've got lots of walking tracks and that I can, go walking. And, yeah, it is. It's really good. You get time to think and do a bit of exercise for yourself as well. So I think it's good for the dogs. I think it keeps their mind right.
It sounds like they're in good hands with you, mate. And you said there that you've only got a couple at the moment, but is it something that you want to take on further over the coming years? Maybe get more greyhounds and, maybe get more success?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd like to try and, at least three or four more. But, they're hard to get. Hard to come by good dogs, that's for sure.
Well, you've certainly got a handy one here with Billy's Bait. Now, let's look to the final this Saturday night. He's got box six. I think he's a $6 chance with tab.com.au. Look, he's going to have to beat an even better field, I think, in this one as well. Is he is he capable of it? How confident are you?
I'm not confident, that's for sure. But I think Dundee Calypso and Caco Potion, they'll be sort of out the front. I'm just hoping that he can get the third, and if he does and they do anything wrong up front, he'll certainly be finishing strong. But just got my fingers crossed that we get even luck.
And is it going to be a nice relaxing week, or how are you going to prepare for it? But well, both you and the greyhound, is it just take things easy, or how are you going to prepare him for this one?
He'll gallop this afternoon and he'll gallop again Thursday morning, and then the rest of the time he'll just be on the lead. So nothing special and nothing different to last week. So, yeah.
Hey, listen, Ian, thanks very much for your time today. Best of luck with both the business and greyhounds. And, look, I hope you're smiling come Saturday night.
Yep, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Ian. So that was Ian Garland there, who has got Billy's Bake in the final of the Fireball coming up at the Meadows on Saturday night. As I said, that race, part of a great night's racing down there at the Meadows, of course, with the Group 1 final there. I'll just remind you of the box draw for the Fireball. You've got Dundee Calypso, who's one of Jeff Scott Smith's fantastic greyhounds over these last couple of years or so. He goes in box one. You've got Dr. Leonardo in box two, Molly Chapter in box three, Ebby Ripper, the New South Wales hope, going in box four for Michael Eberon. Burn One Down, probably the one to keep an eye on there in box five, the likely favourite, no doubt there. Billy's Bake in box six for Ian Garland. Cacker's Potion in box seven, Mix Angel in box eight. The reserves are John John Lava, and then the second reserve is Cooter's Lad. So as I said, that should be a fantastic night's racing there down at the Meadows on Saturday night. Now we're going to catch up with another trainer in a second. Just a couple of other things to mark your card on over the last couple of days. Well done to Darren Russell, who took out the young guns at Ipswich with Go Lassie Go on Saturday night. Gee, Darren's having a great run of form at the moment. He won one of the big races at the Grafton Carnival recently with Precious Sal there. And in New South Wales, congratulations to Dean Swain, who scored a hat-trick at Wentworth Park on Saturday night with his greyhounds Watch the Wasp, Midnight Francis and Stars Alight. And also well done to John Finn, trainer of Winsome Mission, that greyhound winning the free-for-all at Wentworth Park on Saturday night with an absolutely fantastic win. That greyhound, I think, approaching 100 starts but still running fantastically well at the moment. Okay, let's get back to talking to today's guests. And tonight we've got down in Victoria again. We've got the Group 2 Shepparton Cup heats, and what an amazing series this is. Let me run through some of the greyhounds involved in this one. Ando's Mac, Strike Alike, Blazing Bomber, Jesselenko, Maja Mahi Mahi, just to name a few. It is absolutely top draw racing, this one. And one trainer hoping to have success is Brendan Purcell, because he's got Landmark jumping from box one in the eighth heat. And you may remember Landmark won the recent Group 2 Bendigo Cup in absolutely fantastic fashion. And I believe Brendan is joining us now. Brendan, how are you going this morning? Thanks for your time. How are you feeling for tonight?
Yeah, how are you going? Yeah, no, everything's good. We've come up with a good box again, so we're hoping to have a little bit of luck.
Yeah, look, let's just have a reflection, first of all, on that Bendigo Cup win. An amazing story. Landmark, of course, was only the second reserve. He got a run on the day of the race. He beat a field including the likes of Aston Bolero and Jesselenko. Absolutely fantastic achievement. Even now, with a couple of weeks' reflection on it, can you still believe how things turned out that night?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. Yeah, I mean, we didn't even expect to get a run in the race being the second reserve, but luck had it, and there was a couple of scratchings, and then when he went into one, and the way the race panned out, it panned out perfect, and he was good enough to win, yeah.
He certainly was. I believe you and your partner Emma, you'd made plans to go to the casino that night. Gee, you'd have had to have a good night to top that one, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, we would have done, yeah. That's where we were going to go, to the casino, but it was good being able to go up there and win that, so...
Let's talk about tonight then. You mentioned the box draw there. He's got box one, of course, in this heat. But look, mate, luck hasn't really shone on you this time, has it? Because just looking at this heat, you've got the likes of Black Mumbo, Lucky Chap, Zipping Hawk and Pantera Nera. Gee, what was your reaction when you saw that field? This is an incredibly tough heat.
Yeah, no, it is. Look, I think most of them are very, very tough. It's a very good series, all up, all that. But we just got to hope that he can just... He's a very slow beginner, but he can just sort of get out and just sort of get up in behind him. And if there's a bit of a mix-up, where he'll keep to the fence. And, you never know what can happen. But, he'll have his tongue out tonight chasing him early. So
he's got the five wins and I think five minor placings as well in 10 previous starts from box one. So you've mentioned he can be a little bit tardy at box rise, but how helpful could box one be in a field of this quality?
Yeah, well, that's right where he wants to be, because he does stick to the fence. And just got to hope with the hoop arm lure, the way it works, that they sort of get up the track a little bit, and he'll rail up pretty hard then. So, he goes good from one, because he doesn't get the interference as much, but he's always been very tardy early, and then he seems to be running up bums a lot. So hopefully he can just get a clear run up the fence and just see what he can do.
I don't think he has raced competitively since the Bendigo Cup. So what sort of condition is he in?
Yeah, no, he's fine. Yeah, we don't over-race him. He's sort of seems to struggle a bit after he has a run, and it takes a few days to get over it. He's just been working here in our runs, and he had one light trial at Geelong over 300 metres and ran very well time-wise there. So no, I think he's still good. He's on the job.
He's won at Shepparton before as well. Is this distance to 450 metres his ideal trip?
Yeah, that's about it, I think. Yeah, he has won over 500 in town and that, but... He's just got that real, real good turn of mid race speed, and probably the 450, he runs that out strong, and then at the end of that, he's sort of had enough. So, he's just an all round good dog, really. You know, just tries hard and does everything right.
I think it was the Shepparton Cup heats last year when, unfortunately, he got injured and he was out for a couple of months. Hand on heart, how surprised were you that he could come back and win a race of the quality of the Bendigo Cup?
Yeah, no, never would have thought that, because we're going to retire him after that, because he cut through his tendons in his front foot, and we weren't sure if he'd get him back, but he had an operation and obviously got better and better, and then he's come back steady. But he's, look, at the moment he's racing better than ever. He's never raced like this before, so it doesn't seem to affect him now, you know.
I guess it shows, once again, you never know what's going to happen in greyhound racing, do you? And take us back to that night as well. I've seen some lovely pictures of you celebrating. You had the biggest smile on your face. It was great to see. How big a thrill was it to win a race like that?
Oh, yeah, no, it was brilliant. I mean, to win group race, that's what everyone strives to do. So to be able to do it, you know, it was unbelievable. And, I'm still thinking about it all the time now. Like, I just... that happy that he could do it, and happy for the dog, because the dog probably shouldn't have been there. You know, like I said, 6-7 months ago, he was probably never going to race again, really. So, to come back and do that and beat a quality field like he did, and it's just unbelievable.
And your background was harness racing originally. I think you've been training greyhounds now for about 6 years. Why did you decide on the swap, and how have you found it?
Yeah, I used to do harness all my life, sort of, and then I went into a business, a car wash, with a friend of mine, and I wanted something to do on part-time just because I was just getting bored. There was nothing to do. Like, it wasn't sort of flat out every day there. And I've always liked the dogs, and I thought I knew a friend that had a dog, and he gave me one. I started playing around with that and in Tasmania, and then we used to race a few over there, got up to about working 10. And then Robbie Britton said to me, he said, "Do you want to come over and help him out in his back kennels?" And so that's how it all come about. And I come over and sort of worked the back kennel here at Robbie's. So, yeah.
What's it been like working alongside Robbie Britton? I guess if you get the chance to work alongside anybody in greyhound racing, it might as well be someone like Robbie. It must be a fantastic experience.
Yeah, no, it is. He just knows everything. You know what I mean, like, and he just can tell what's wrong with the dog before the dog even knows, I think, sometimes. And just the way he does it, and to learn off someone like him, like with stayers, and that is unbelievable. How, you know, like, he knows the dogs that can stay. And yeah, I can't talk highly enough. We have a good working relationship, and everything's real good at the moment.
Have you got any other greyhounds coming through at the moment who you like the look of?
We've always, up this end, I've always got about 30, and Fly Right's another one that's up here. She goes pretty good, and there's a few pups coming up, and we've just sort of got rid of a few that have gone to other trainers, and we're just starting on a few pups, so we've got a heap of pups at the moment, to be honest. So we're just really hoping some of them can come through and make the grade.
And just getting back to tonight then, from box one then, can Landmark win a heat of this quality?
I think he could. If things go his way, he could. Just all depends. I mean, Lucky Chap's a very fast dog, and Pantanera is very fast too. So if Black Mumbo can sort of kick up and sort of get up underneath him, and he can be, you know, a couple of lengths off him as they get to the bottom corner, he'll rail hard. So just hoping that, if there's a mix-up or anything, well, he'll be right there for sure.
And given what he has been through, you mentioned that you almost retired him. You must have a special relationship with him. What's it like working with him and then seeing him out racing? It must just be, just fantastic to see him out there in full cry.
Yeah, no, it really is, because the dog himself is such a lovely dog. Like, he's never a hassle in the kennel. He's never a hassle anything to do with him. And when he, you know, there for a couple of months, he came off his bed every day. He was laying, his leg was bandaged up, and we just thought he wasn't going to race again. And then gradually, he's put him out in the yards, and he was got better and better. And one day, I put him out in the run and just let him have a run, and he ran okay. And then I spoke to the vet again. I said, "Look, that dog seems okay." And he goes, "Look, just work him a bit and see how he keeps pulling up." And so we done it. We worked him for another month, 6 weeks, and then we could see that he was right. So then we really put some more work into him and worked him every day, and give him a trial, and he's just gone from strength to strength, really. I think the actual spell's done him good in that way, you know. He put on a lot of weight. He's a very big dog. Like, he's a 38-kilo dog, and I don't think it hurt him in the end, you know.
Well, good stuff. Hey, listen, great to talk to you, and I hope you're smiling tonight, Brendan. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, no, thank you. Bye.
Okay, let's carry on our preview of the Shepperton Cup heats tonight. Let's have a chat with David Gill, who's got one of my favourite greyhounds going tonight, Uphill Jill, the brilliant Uphill Jill, going from, I think, box eight in the second heat. And David, thanks for your time today. How's Uphill Jill looking?
Hi, Stuart. Yeah, she's good. Yeah, just had a light week. She's it'll be 10 days since she raced at Geelong when she won, and we've given it to her pretty light, yeah. She's all good.
Mate, I think you've dropped her back in distance recently from the 500 metres where she's been going, but she's such a versatile greyhound, isn't she? How suited is she to the 450?
Yeah, she's proved, you know, she is good when we do drop her back. I do think the two bends is her go, but every time we've have chopped and changed back to the one bend, whether it be Warrnambool or Geelong, she still runs fast time. But I do think the two bends is a go.
I guess the only question would be then, can she win from box eight in a race of this calibre? I mean, it's going to be pretty tough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it will be. Box eight, like, it does, it's probably one of her favourite boxes. Not that she's drawn it often, but she does go well out wide, six, seven or eight. I'd expect her to be up there early on that first corner. Whether she misses it slightly or misses it a length, I'd still expect her to be accelerating very quickly to the first corner. But, you know, there's Shytown Hustle off the one and Pennyworth, Jason Sharp's dog. You know, that's very, very quick and run quick time at Bendigo. Alpha Lucky in the middle. If he gets out early, you know, it's not going to be easy. I know that.
It certainly isn't, but look, your greyhound, I think now she's got 21 wins, 14 minor placings from 39 starts. What a fantastic 18 months this must have been for you. How much have you enjoyed this time and watching her race?
Oh, yeah, it's been fantastic. Because we bred her ourselves and had her broken in up at Kevin McNamara's, but she's been with us. We whelped her down and she is a real favourite, and she's just a perfect dog in the kennels. She's like a pet. In the kennel, doesn't do anything wrong at all, but gee, when she steps out near the on the track or near the track, she gets that white line fever. But it's been a great ride because we've been lucky with injuries. You know, most of us trainers cop our fair share of injuries, and I do, but with her, I haven't. I've just been lucky. She's really gone nearly 18 months sort of thing, or close to 18 months, and hasn't had an injury.
And that as well, she loves New South Wales. She was the runner-up in the Richmond Oaks earlier this year. She's got that incredible record at Wentworth Park. Is there any chance of seeing her back up here soon, maybe for the Dapto Megastar or the Bob Payne Spring Sprint?
Yeah, that is the plan. Just loves Wentworth Park. She'll go to the Bob Payne. There's something about it there. She just, whether she misses it badly, which she has done up there, but quickly somehow she gets to the front or near the front on the first corner. We'll be heading there, Stuart, to Wente. And she's got a lot of travelling to do over the next few months if she stays sound. Has got a lot of travelling to do, but that'll be our next big trip.
I'm sure you'll be having more success. And then just briefly then, back to tonight then, how confident are you? Can she win from box eight?
Yes, we've got into a bit of a nice sort of rhythm with her. We just know we're pretty confident every time she steps out that, she's done well out of a lot of different boxes, whether it's middle boxes, outside or inside. And we've just been fortunate that she can handle any box. It's just whether if she sometimes, though, she does begin fast. And when she does, she goes, really goes. But it's not often as we'd like, even though her form, you know, stacks up pretty good. I just wish she would jump nicely, more consistently. But I'd expect her to go real well, Stuart, because where it doesn't, the fields, you know, where you cop strong fields, you can cop a little bit softer fields, you cop all sorts of fields in this game. But we're just lucky that it doesn't seem to matter. It's whether she gets a clear run. That's the key. It's sort of, if she has a bad box in a hot field, she still seems to be able to either win or run second.
Well, hey, listen, all the best for tonight, mate. She's certainly done you proud over these last 18 months, and I hope you're smiling again tonight down at Shepparton.
Yeah, we'll be hoping, Stuart. Yeah, good on you.
Thanks for your time, mate. OK, that's just about it for this week's Going Greyhounds. My thanks, of course, to all the guests who joined us this week. I'll see you again next week, and good luck to everybody taking part in racing wherever you're going this week. And I'll hand back now to Cozzy for the rest of the day's racing, mate.